Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood, and it's Tuesday, time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, I certainly hope you are enjoying our walk through 1 Thessalonians, this wonderful epistle that the Apostle Paul writes as he is writing to this wonderful church that is undergoing persecution, and he has now told them that this glorious coming of the Lord will be a day in which the believers who have died before he comes will come with them because they're with them. Their bodies which are in the grave will be raised, and those who are alive in Christ when he comes will be caught up to be with them, and then we will be together in a new heavens and a new earth. Well, what about this coming of the Lord on that day? So the Apostle Paul says, let me give you a little bit more insight. We're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Look with me, if you would, in verse 1. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you, for you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night, while people are saying, there is peace and security. Then suddenly destruction will come upon them, as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who are asleep, they sleep at night. And those who get drunk, they get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let's be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore encourage one another, and build one another up, just as you are doing. Well, let me just share with you a couple of thoughts. First thing he tells you is this, is that when Jesus comes back, unbelievers are going to be caught, quote, unawares. It's going to come upon them like a thief in the night. They're not going to be ready for it. They're going to be taken by surprise. They're going to be just like those in the days of Noah. What do you mean judgment? What do you mean rain? That's why Jesus says when he comes back, he'll be like the days of Noah, where they're marrying and giving in marriage. And in this text, they're saying peace and safety. Everything's fine. Don't worry about it. And then the Lord comes and they are ushered before the judgment seat under the wrath of God and judgment of God. What an unbelievable moment. But second thing is we're told that believers are not like that. On the contrary, believers are ready. They're looking. They know the signs of the time. They see the gospel going to all the nations. They see evil multiplying. They see the gospel of the kingdom spreading. They see all of these blessings of the Lord, and they know the Lord is close. The Lord is near. So what do? Go climb a tree and wait for him? No. They go get on the armor of God. Notice they put on the breastplate of righteousness. Notice they put on the helmet of salvation. Notice that they're ready to do battle for the Lord. We got stuff to do. This isn't night for us to sleep. These are the days for us to serve, and we are ready to serve. We're ready to serve with all of our heart. We're ready to serve with great effectiveness for Christ, because we are clothed with the righteousness of Christ. We are protected by the breastplate of faith and love, and we are ready to serve the Lord with all of our hearts. And yet we know God has not destined us for wrath. So in other words, when Jesus comes back, we don't get ushered to the judgment seat for the judgment of God. We get ushered to the judgment seat, certainly for the stewardship judgment. How did we use our talents? But our judgment? No, the wrath of God has already fallen on Jesus for us. So we are not destined for wrath. Jesus has paid the penalty. We are destined for salvation. The Jesus who saved us from the penalty of sin, the Jesus who saved us from the power of sin, the Jesus who is saving us from the practice of sin, on that day will save us from the presence of sin. And we will be with the Lord forever and forever. He died for us. Why? So that whether we are awake or asleep, we're going to live for him. It doesn't matter. Our life is him. Our life is for him. And he is our life. And by the way, on the way, here's what Paul says. Encourage one another. Build each other up. You're doing it. Just excel even more. And that's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.